Good morning, President Zelensky, Deputy Prime Minister Koloba, Minister Perestroika, and Minister Zagorodnyuk. It is a great honor and pleasure to be together with all of you today. We are here to show NATO's continued and steadfast support for Ukraine. NATO does not and will not recognize Russia's illegal and illegitimate annexation of Crimea. All NATO allies are united in their condemnation of Russia's actions. The Minsk agreements must be implemented in full by all parties, and we expect Russia to accept its responsibilities under the agreements. We support President Zelensky's efforts to resolve the conflict with Russia peacefully, and we commend you for your leadership and your strong efforts. NATO supports Ukraine politically and practically, helping to strengthen Ukraine's defense institutions and armed forces. Yesterday, the North Atlantic Council visited the Odessa Maritime Academy, which NATO allies support. We were impressed by the facility and by the young people we met. President Zelensky and the government of Ukraine have a strong, popular mandate to implement wide-ranging reforms. Ukraine is now reaching Euro-Atlantic principles and standards in order to meet the expectations of its citizens. The reform process is essential to the future security and prosperity of your country and to advance your aspiration towards future NATO membership. This concludes the public part of the meeting, and I thank the media for being here at the beginning of the meeting. Thank you so much. Is that correct?
Sorry.
I think that we need some advice.
Now me?
No, is the, I said something wrong. Now you have the floor. So President Zelensky,
you
have the floor.
Much. General Secretary, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Добрий ранок. Шановні...
Dear Secretary General, dear permanent representatives, I am extremely pleased to welcome you here in Ukraine, to welcome North Atlantic Council in Ukraine. Your visit is a vivid demonstration of solidarity with our state. We thank the allies for steadfast position on supporting territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine and non-recognition of annexation of Crimea. We thank you for the calls to Russia to stop destabilizing actions and to withdraw the occupation forces from Ukraine. Ukraine will continue making its contribution into security in the Euro-Atlantic area. We highly appreciate that in Brussels summit, the allied leaders once again reiterated the Bucharest summit decision that Ukraine will eventually become member of NATO, but we ourselves understand that only reforms will lead us to the membership in the alliance. We are aimed at transformations, and on this we focus our efforts. We seek to deepen our cooperation in order to strengthen our defense capabilities, to raise interaction between government institutions of Ukraine and NATO structures. We are grateful to the alliance for providing us with political and practical support, especially in reforming defense and security sector. A good basis for it is the comprehensive assistance package which was adopted in 2016 by NATO, and we hope that it will be renewed and extended with the help of new additional projects and activities. We also hope to speed up the process of reaching by Ukrainian armed forces interoperability with the allied forces. We offer to a look at the possibility of Ukraine to join the Enhanced Capabilities Program, and we hope this will signify the new level of our cooperation. We're also interested in strengthening stability and security in the Black Sea region, and we hope that Ukrainian proposals on implementation of Ukrainian package of NATO will be adopted this year, we need to strengthen the capabilities of Ukrainian Navy in this very important region for us. In conclusion, I would like to congratulate the alliance with the 70th anniversary of the alliance. Thank you very much.